If the president's spending plan for the Defense Department is approved, KC-135 tankers will be returning to Niagara Falls. They were last stationed at the base about 10 years ago, and Niagara Military Affairs Council Chairman John Cooper says that fact should help convince Congress to go along.
What we have here at Niagara is a huge asset of the Air Force is for them to be able to move tanker aircraft to a base that already has the infrastructure for it. I don't see there being anyone against that.
The eight tankers would replace the base's current fleet of aging C-130 cargo planes. Cooper says the president's budget proposal also includes funding for a base realignment and closing commission. But he says the tanker's arrival should secure the base's future.
Going into a new BRAC, that much of these things will be completed, we won't have some of the concerns we would have had if we continued on with the C-130 mission.
With nearly 3,000 employees, the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Station is one of the region's largest employers. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.